Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the Week of the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Mikkis.
And you have tuned in for a very special bonus episode right here. And that is because from episode 170 to about now, where we're about to release the Lucky 27 Prince Albert t-shirts as merchandise, the storyline that has sort of progressed throughout this podcast has been Skin having to get a Prince Albert piercing.
Mm-hmm. No good.
Now, we thought because that's a long span of episodes, probably nearly 20 or at least very close to, we wanted to tell this full story because it was one of the strangest things that's ever happened in our life. We wanted to package it all into just one episode so that you could sit down. If you're a new listener, if you haven't heard it before, you don't know the full story, sit down, listen, and know exactly what went on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yep. Like it.
All right. Excellent. So we've got a whole heap of sound grabs and stuff to play you spanning from episode 170. And it'll take you on a little bit of a journey and a trip down memory lane to see how it is that we got here.
There's a guy at work named Willie Pearson. He was known as Prince Albert.
God, that would hurt, eh?
Getting your Willie Pearson skin.
Yeah.
Is it Prince Albert?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah. Lovely. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You ever had that done?
I haven't, no.
Would you ever? What are the odds?
Oh,
the fact that
we're playing this game.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that you paused was concerning.
What are the odds of you getting that done?
One in...
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah, if I lose the odds game, sure.
Oh,
okay, well, give me the odds.
One in 50.
Oh, that's Canada. Better. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
27.
Moment in podcast history.
Now, Skim, we just heard exactly what happened that fateful night. Your thoughts, your immediate reaction sort of straight after probably we stopped recording. What were you thinking that night?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was probably pretty flat at the idea of having to do that. But yeah, I was pretty certain that I was going to have to do it because I quite explicitly said I would do it if I lost the odds game. So yeah.
And
yeah,
there was
no backing out.
Did you try to keep it secret from your significant other, or were you happy to just go home and tell her what might be occurring straight away?
Yeah, no, I think I went home and told her the next morning. She just asked me, how was the podcast last night? And I was like, oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, good. Right.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, she wasn't stoked.
No. Actually, it's funny that you say that because I believe we've also got a couple of audio grabs here which get her reaction when we got her on the podcast probably the week later.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I'm sure you've had some discussion about it with your significant other, which is Eloise, who's now sitting on your left at the moment. So, Eloise, hello.
Hello. We've had plenty of discussions about it.
Have you?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Right. And are you in the affirmative or negative camp in this debate?
What do you think? You think I'm the... Yeah, oh. No. Incorrect.
Okay. How did you deliver the news? How did you react? Take us through it.
Well, I saw it on... I asked you, how did the podcast go last night? And you said, oh no. Well, and just like, I knew something happened.
Yeah. And then did you expect that? Is that what your mind went?
No, that's not what I expected. That's the last thing I expected.
Yeah. 1 in 50 is brave.
I thought that was enough.
Neither of us, you or I, are experts on Prince Albert. I wouldn't have thought. Eloise?
Thank God.
I've had plenty of experience with him.
Easy Skin, you look committed to doing this, but I think it would be ridiculous to go on a whim, just, all right, someone's shove a needle down my...
That's exactly right, yeah. I've got some concerns. I'm not...
Sorry. So wait, that was that... Okay, so the Prince Albert is an option and is probably happening. You were going to just let someone with a needle, like,
no,
here?
No.
I was like, what is happening?
Job.
I literally thought that's what Lee was just explaining was going to happen. And I was like,
that's not the next segment. No, I think.
Holy moly.
As we found out, Prince Albert's not the only type of appendage piercing.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done a little bit of homework now. And that's that's not just a general term. That's a particular type. You've got the reverse Prince Albert. You've got the magic cross. The ladder jack. There's a few options.
There is.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's unusual. And there was even pictures out there of like bananas with the piercing so that you can just sort of like picture what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a bit ambitious, the banana lady finger. Yeah. I'm sure they're out there. Yeah.
Seeing a lot of cons.
The cons are your fiance hates you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be the biggest con.
That is a big con. Yeah. Mm. I also thought Eloise would be in the minority.
Of not agreeing with it.
Yeah, of thinking it was a bad idea. I was like, oh, I'm going to go.
Who are you friends with?
I don't know. Sorry, Wes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Well, Wes.
Seems like he's got his mind made up.
It was the odds game, Wes. You can't. It's like sign of
what, slide. Let's play What Are the Odds of You Changing Your Mind?
Oh.
Sorry. We're out of time.
Mingus, I might get your thoughts here because on the night that it happened, we played the odds game, which we haven't played for years, I wouldn't have thought. Like the last time I would have played it was probably just out of school. It was a random thought that came to me that night. And the reason being that we try to always end like a segment before we sort of wrap things up. We try and end it on a laugh or like something that we're like, oh, yeah, that's a high point, bang. We all sort of look at each other and we stop talking and we fade it out. There you go. There's a bit of insight into how the podcast is created. But that night, I remember saying that and in my head thinking it was really funny. What was it like? We called him, what was the actual nickname? I think we played it.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
We had a guy at work named Willie Pearson.
Willie Pearson. We called him Prince Albert. And I remember thinking like when I read that thinking, oh, that's the funniest gear ever.
Yeah.
And then when I said it out loud, everyone was kind of just like, oh yeah, that's good. And there was like no laugh. There was nothing. So just randomly like panicking, I was like, well, we need more than that for the last one. And so I was like, Skin, chances of like, what's the odds of you getting to Prince Albert? And that's literally where it came from. Like Skin just played along. And I assume Skin, you were like, well, to make it interesting, I'll say less than probably what I would usually.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say like 100,000 and then it was like just to get two very far apart numbers and it not be exciting at all. So I was like, oh, I'll make it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because when he did it, like when we both said 27 out of 50, you and I would like, I don't think either of us thought it would ever happen.
No.
Like we were just like, No, you can't. Like, but the thought of it made us physically sick.
Well, I almost forgot like what he just agreed to. Just the fact that you both said 27 like blew my mind. And then we looked at each other and we just, repeatedly said no. And then even from then for a long time, I was like, he's not going to get it. Like I don't want him to get it.
No, we were genuinely like, it disgusted us, the thought. We were like, don't do it. Like, we just thought it would be one of those things like, oh, that was funny, bad luck.
But also if you both didn't say 27, like there would have been real flat. No one would have laughed after that either. So I don't know where you would have gone to from there.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that at the time. But sometimes you just get a feeling, you just got to back your gut.
Yeah.
But Skin, you didn't take the out. And I think we actually hear about it in a second, but you were not keen to like, because we were saying, Mikus and I were like, it's don't, like that's bad. Like play the odds game for stupider things than that, not that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But I just couldn't have been any clearer that like, yes, if I lose the odds game, I will do it. So I really backed myself into a corner and yeah, just thought I'd...
It was literally one step short of having a written agreement. Yeah. it was very particular, exactly what he said. I think we've got a bit that sort of recaps that, again, speaking to Eloise and Yana a couple of episodes later. Myself and Mikus were like disgusted by it. We were like, nah, you're not doing that. That just is
going to,
you
can
hear
me.
You can hear Mikus go like, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
Why you did that?
You can't do it. You cannot.
And then wait, Mitch, and Mitchell's
Skin,
the one.
Yeah, Skin after.
You're the one playing.
I'm not saying I really want one, to clarify.
It sounds like you've been given three separate people don't do it, and you're going, I might just though.
The issue is, if you just asked me what are the odds and I lost the game, I would be like, oh, I never agreed to play. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? It's just a stupid odd game. But I couldn't any more explicitly have said, yes, I will do this if I lose the odds game.
Would you do it for the show?
Yeah, if I lose the odds game, sure.
It is true. You just
and then I lost the odds game. It's like,
he 100%.
If I'm any kind of man of my word, I kind of have to do it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the point where it's just like, I was just kidding. Like you just like, backtrack straight away. Like, jokes.
Yeah, I'm not very good at telling jokes. How am I meant to convince people?
Everyone knows
that was a joke. Just convince the whole audience. Yeah, I mean that was a massive piss take, obviously.
Now, a couple of chockies actually did answer the call, and well, they did have Prince Alberts, which probably was the first thing that was surprising. But then, secondly, they were happy to come and talk to us about having them and the pros and cons,
mainly. Cons.
Now we found plenty that were sort of full of pros, but this on its Skin, I don't think I'll ever forget the look on your face with one particular thing that Ethan said.
Yeah, he wasn't filling me with confidence. But.
From my experience, especially over the years, and especially when I'm single, there's very many a female that is interested and at least wants to give it a go.
Okay, all right.
That's positive news for you, Skin.
Yeah, interesting to know. Yeah.
Unfortunately, your fiance is not one of those people.
That's my issue. I have one lady and she is quite mortified by the idea. So we shall see how that goes.
If it does help, you can say, well, it can come with attachments.
Sorry?
Wait. I'm not sure that I A, understand or B, want to understand what you mean by that.
What would you attach to?
Do you guys know much about piercings in general?
No, not at all.
No. I mean, I've had my eyebrow pierced once before at school.
Well, they make vibrating tongue rings.
Holy Moses.
Well, you can see how that might be applicable in that situation.
All right, okay. You're breaking that down really nicely.
Okay. I guess the main question that I'm trying to answer what I've been looking so far is essentially how much is it going to hurt and how likely is it that it could get infected?
To start with the infection part, it won't get infected as long as you obviously keep yourself clean.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to do anything fun for at least 2 to 3 weeks. To get to the pain part of it, the process with just the Prince Albert is it goes into your urethra in the tip and out the bottom.
Yep.
Yeah. So I will tell you that the initial push isn't that bad.
Ooh. What comes after the initial push?
But,
the exit.
But after the initial push, just like tragus piercings and stuff, there's cartilage in the bottom of your instrument. So they have to push the needle through that cartilage, and you will hear an audible crack when it happens.
Yuck.
And that's more what'll get you.
Okay. Why would that happen?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And if the story from Ethan wasn't enough skin, we also had Justin, who was happy to come in, and he had another cautionary tale.
Yep. Hit old mate in the lower abdomen. Anyway, goes down.
Yeah.
As you do, a few little giggles, make sure he's all right, and then we all kind of turn to each other, and then we realise he's still messing around down there, pulls the box out, having a look around, pulling the pants out. He's like, oh, got a cock ring. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I've got a cock ring. He's like, oh, I've been hit and it's bleeding. And then to top it off, pulls it out.
Is it his piece? Or the
no, the ring. The ring.
Hey guys, look at this. Jeez, no one of these boys smacking him really.
Doesn't get the old filler out. No, pulls the ring out.
Yep.
And then just calmly walks over to square leg umpire.
No.
Can you hold that for me?
No.
100%. And then umpire's like, holds it.
No.
Takes his busted bleeding cock ring and holds it for him while he finishes his innings.
I mean, they're wonderful people, the umpires. We've often said that. Now, Skin, finally we got someone on the phone that actually started to make you feel good, and probably us as well, actually, because this phone call I remember being the first time where I was like, okay, maybe this isn't the worst idea in history. And that was when we actually got to speak to Rhonda, the piercer, or certainly the lady from the piercing shop that we spoke to, who turned out being the one who was actually going to pierce your snag.
Yeah, that's correct. I guess she was probably just trying to sell me the piercing. But she actually had some positive things to say. And for the first time, it seemed like you could get a Prince Albert and not lose your penis. So that was nice.
What a silver lining.
Oh, good odds.
Rhonda, are these, so I assume you've been doing piercings for a while, or certainly I hope so. Are penis piercings that common, or is this a rare occasion?
Okay, well, I started piercing back in 1986.
Holy moly. Okay. Well, at least we know we're coming to someone experienced, you would think.
I've done quite a few piercings.
Okay, good to know.
And quite a lot of penis piercings. Okay. They're not the most unpopular piercing. We do maybe between 2 and up to 10 a week.
What?
Whoa. Okay.
And and not all of those people, Rhonda, are losing odds games.
How often do they go wrong, and how wrong can they go? We got an email for context. I got an email from a doctor saying that he's had to amputate someone's penis because it got infected or something like that. So that kind of threw me off the whole idea for a little bit, I'll be honest.
Well, I've never actually heard of that happening.
Okay, great.
That's probably pretty unlikely. Because by the time you got that bad an infection, you'd be in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Any break to the skin, you've got the risk of infection. But we do everything we can to minimise all your risks. And I haven't had anyone have any major issues except for maybe a couple of people who've gone to Brussels and things straight away afterwards and sort of got a bit of an infection there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Far out, Skin. Cross that off your list of to do's.
Yeah,
right?
Bugger.
Yeah, you're not doing that when you're in Melbourne. Okay.
Right. That leads probably perfectly into my second question, Rhonda, which was from sort of walk in to walk out, how much time do you expect this to take?
Well, the actual piercing itself is really, really fast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I actually did a Guinness World Record a few years back.
Okay.
And I did 64 piercings in 60 minutes.
Whoa. Holy heck. Okay.
That was, we kind of got rid of all the chat time and all the lead up and the clean up and did the piss and had somebody do the start and the finish.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I did the piss, put the jewelry in. And so normally when people come into the shop, they're in there for roughly 15, 20 minutes. By the time we do a bit of paperwork, we go through healing with you, we make sure you understand the procedure, then everything's all set up, we go and do it, then you have a bit of a chat afterwards and away you go.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah, if you could if you could not schedule any world record attempts on the day, that'd be fantastic.
Skin, something I probably should have mentioned is that Rhonda from Body Pleasure Piercing, she wasn't located in Brisbane where we live, was she?
No, she was down in Melbourne.
So what is the reason that we ended up traveling to Melbourne, all four of us, as in you, Mikis, me and Goaty, to get your penis pierced?
Well, I mean, essentially, she had the best Google reviews.
And apparently, according to Goaty, everything's a business expense.
That's true. Yeah. Everything's a tax write-off.
So we just saw it as a good excuse for a nice little getaway.
So I think the next piece of audio that we're playing, this is when we got to Melbourne, but the poor thing was for Skin that we had about 9 hours to kill before he finally got it pierced. So we were sitting in Melbourne trying to find things to do to make sort of the time go quicker for Skin, because he's literally, we're in a different state waiting for someone to put a hole in his pipe.
A second hole.
And maybe a third.
No, that's the one thing he's banned from doing.
What?
For risk of infection, no brothels. Which sucks, because then we had to clear the rest of the itinerary.
Great people, though.
There's any brothels that want to jump on board.
I got a text from Mum when we landed that said, don't break your penis for a video. Too late.
Some of the messages to read have been quite scary, actually. Like, people calling it genital mutilation is really over-dramatising it, I would think. I mean, people do get piercings quite frequently.
This idea of speaking to civilians in the street, we've seen other people do heaps on social media. We sort of looked at it and we're like, that can't be that hard. Like, surely you just walk up and everyone's happy to have a chat to you. And we probably spent about 5 hours trying to find someone who was happy to talk to us, and they brushed us good and proper. Like, everyone had somewhere to be. Then we're pretty sure there was like an epidemic or something in Richmond, because there were no people on the street in Melbourne there.
I think it was the day after a public holiday, and everyone that was working in the shops were like, oh, I should have been here yesterday. There was about 30,000 people on this road.
Yeah. Unfortunately, today they're all at home hungover. They're not here. But we did eventually find two people that we could speak to, and they approached us. We didn't approach them. They finally came to us, and they were like, are you that guy that's getting a Prince Albert piercing? We're like, well, actually, funny you ask. Can you speak to us? And they agreed. And these were their reactions to the situation you found yourself in.
Are you aware of what he's got to do this afternoon? You know what's happening?
I've heard the rumor. Is there a piercing involved or something?
There is a piercing in the undercarriage, you might say. We're just wondering your overall thoughts on that. Is that something you'd ever sort of put your hand up for?
Not really, nah. Nah, don't touch the dick, nah, you know. Well, you can touch it, but not in that way.
Sam, you've heard about the situation my brother Skin has got himself into with his piercing coming up this afternoon. Is that something you'd ever sort of consider or sign up for?
Fuck no, no.
So, Skin, at about this moment, you know that it's about to happen. You're still going through with Prince Albert piercing. So what were you thinking at this stage?
Yeah, I don't know. It all became very real when we were in the little tiny room at the back of the shop and she asked me to take my pants off. That was sort of the first time I started freaking out.
And that wasn't even the piercing trick. Yeah, okay. So you weren't in the best headspace then, did you?
Yeah, no, that was pretty uncomfortable, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It was the first time I've really seen you angry. I think we might even hear that snippet, that snippet of when she asked you which side of the urethra you'd like. Do we hear that, Dave? Is that coming up? Yeah. Skin, does it matter?
Are you left-footed or right-footed? That was, I think, my favorite moment of the whole trip was that one saying.
Anyway, that's coming up. You can listen to that.
This is the moment, and I don't know where to stand. a lot happening.
This couldn't be more uncomfortable.
There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening here.
Fair warning.
Holy herkskin, half your luck. Half your luck, Skittle.
There is nothing exciting down here.
We have really little rings for little ones.
Yeah.
Oh, then we have really big rings. He's got them for a middle size. So.
He's average.
Yeah. Woo! I'm going to put some numbing down the eye.
Yep.
And that's going to work to numb the urethra inside.
Fantastic.
It just can sting a little bit as it goes down and numbs.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. You get a little bit of sort of warm feeling.
Just so everyone's aware, if you're listening to this story, we're all in a room. There's five of us, skin sticks out, and we're waiting for it to go numb. I don't think I can describe it any better.
Oh my god, what have we done?
Now, which side did you want it? Do you have a preference?
No, not at all. No.
Hey, your left footed skin,
does that matter?
One wouldn't have thought. Nice cock.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's it, it's done.
Oh, great. You've literally done it. He's actually done it.
There's a pole 3.
Don't say that to him.
He obviously knows.
He doesn't know me.
I'm not looking at it.
It's genuinely done.
Oh my.
There is a ring in his piece.
So I'm just going to close it up.
Close it, okay.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
It's a good idea to close it up. Yep. Oh my gosh, it's a pair of pliers.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
Basically, in summary, skin has a Prince Albert piercing. It's just getting closed up, which is a great thing to do, I'm told. When you get a Prince Albert, close it up. That is looking me right in the eye.
Welcome to look elsewhere.
Oh my god,
that is. Okay, sure. Holy shit, that's a strange sight.
From here, it looks aggressive.
Why does it give you more length?
Well, because it does it at the end.
Oh.
And it gives you a bit more length. Oh. And it gives you a bit more texture there, so it's a bit like a French tickler.
What's a French tickler?
What is a French tickler, Ronda?
You don't know what a French tickler is?
Nah.
No.
There are things that you put on your to make it textured.
Okay. This is sex education as well.
That is news to me.
Like,
God, that's a weird sight, isn't it? That is a strange sight.
Oh. I've never been this close to a princey.
Fantastic.
Who deserves a round of applause? Well done, Skinny. He's a man of his word.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I shan't be playing the odds game again anytime soon.
No, we're done with the odds
game. Yeah, I think lesson learned.
She was like, there you go, it's done. It was genuinely a quarter of the way through.
No
way.
She
had three quarters to go. She was like, there you go, all
no
done.
No way.
And all of a sudden you were just like, oh, great.
Skin, I know one of the complaints we sort of got when we played that audio on the podcast, I don't know what episode it was, but basically the week after you had the piercing occur, was that there was no like crescendo moment. I think a lot of people were sort of waiting for some audio of just like you yelling in pain, like a Braveheart scene or something. Like, freedom. Well, probably not that. But the opposite of that. but that really is not how it occurred, was it?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Maybe my facial expressions would have been more interesting to watch, but I definitely wasn't like screaming out in agony or anything.
No, and then from my perspective, it was like so much build up, and then you're done, and we're done. Well, she said, and we're done when she was a quarter of the way through, actually. So she went pretty premature on that. So we actually put it out to the Chockies and we were like, well, what do you want to know? Like, what were you hoping for? What gives you closure for this particular story? And then we got quite a few questions come in, which mm-hmm. you then answered two podcast episodes later.
Mm-hmm.
The supposed crack sound, confirm or deny?
I would deny. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, yeah, I certainly wasn't looking. I don't know if I was listening that closely, but I didn't hear anything. And you were both in the room?
No, I
we were
crack,
we were
audible cracks.
No crack. Unfortunately, we were all looking.
we didn't see a crack either.
No.
Okay. Right.
No, you had to turn around for that.
next one, I'm just going to rip through these pretty quick.
Sure.
I'm in the questions.
Great.
Curved barbell, closed ring, or padlock?
Closed ring.
Yeah.
Closed with a pair of pliers.
Closed with a pair of pliers.
That was confronting.
What did they do? Now, this is a question you were actually confused about, Skin. What did they do with his foreskin during the piercing?
Yeah, I had to ask Rhonda that because I was getting worried about it. But, yeah, essentially just peeled the foreskin back, did the piercing sort of, so that that was out of the way essentially, and now the foreskin just folds over the top of the piercing.
So you had a bit of excess there, like you went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't a three skin.
No. Now I can answer this one, Skin. Did it swell a lot? Unfortunately not. No.
I wish.
Is it magnetic? And if so, can you use the force? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't think it's magnetic.
Have you
it's
tried?
Wrong. I haven't tried.
I think I've got a small magnetic science kit.
That's
somewhere.
Small. But,
to scale.
But no, I'm pretty sure it's the wrong type of metal. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it shouldn't be magnetic.
And how many streams of piss do you have coming out now?
Yeah, two.
Is it like two? Is it two distincties?
Yeah, like one goes out and one just dribbles straight down.
That's not ideal.
Yeah. So I'm generally sitting down at the moment, yeah.
And then finally, Skin, it was worth getting your fiance's thoughts again because we know if you think right back to the start of this bonus episode, she wasn't a big fan of the whole idea. So we thought we'd check in as well and see if maybe it had grown on her. And I do mean the piercing. Now, Eloise, you are on because the most common question before the break we had a Q&A about Skin's Prince Albert, but the most common question that we read and received was, what does Eloise think of it?
I hate it.
Okay.
That's fair.
Literally, thanks, Louise. Good segment.
Yeah. Hate it. Sorry, but not happy, Jan.
Well, we also got the question worded differently. Like,
let's see if this changes
your answer.
Show
us Eloise's reaction. When's the divorce being finalised?
It's already done.
Sort of just regular stuff like that.
Not even married yet.
I'm glad that people understand.
Sorted out the divorce.
So I think people are aware that you're not big on it.
That's good.
And it's not big on him.
Well, it did add length, coming. Remember?
That's true. And
it did not. Let me tell you.
Well,
who just let you talk with? Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
No, but that's fine because I already had so much length.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Now, Eloise, I hope I'm not talking out of school here, but when we were on the trip to Melbourne, you sent a fateful message where you said, can you please take a picture of it? And myself and Mikus were in the hotel room. You'd gone to the airport already, Goaty. Mm-hmm. So it was me and Mikus and Skin, for some reason, I wish it didn't happen, but he came out of the bathroom after taking said picture and said,
"Didn't.
Does this look all right?" To me and Mikus.
Didn't.
I did and not, we were you like, lying,
that
bastard.
Is the worst photo I've ever seen in my life. No wonder girls don't want dick pics.
They were horrendous.
That is not what I said, you lying bastard. I said...
Don't speak to weeds like that, Skin.
I said it's very difficult to make a penis look good in a photo, is what I said.
We've had this discussion before, though.
Very difficult. Yeah. I don't know how.
No one does.
I don't think anyone's ever done it. Dick pics, don't understand. None of those five photos were any good, and I sent all of them to Eloise. So.
Several angles.
I really tried a few things.
Up, but. Down, around. It was not good. Like,
yeah.
Okay. So you didn't get a new screensaver out of that, Wiz?
Nah. Oh, no. So sad about that.
Why so anti Wiz? So my argument is penises, not very good looking in the first place.
It's always a great argument when it starts with penises. Yeah. I look forward to the rest of this argument.
Not very good looking in the first place. Mm-hmm. How much worse can a little piece of jewelry make it?
Surprisingly a lot.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Awful? I'm just not a fan. It just looks weird. It just is so strange.
I found that it looked angry. Do you agree with that?
You've given it an emotion.
Yeah. I remember on the day I said, did I not say
on the day
it
looks in the room?
Yeah, to be fair, we were rattled for like 45 minutes at least.
That's true. And it probably had like still had a bar poking out of the end.
Yeah, that was easily the most confronting thing I've seen in my life.
It was like watching medieval jousting. I played footy and you came down and watched me and we were sitting there after the game and you said,
Name someone that's more in the doghouse than me. When Eloise was sitting right next to us.
That couldn't have been more correct either. Yeah, I don't think fair. I spoke to you for two days.
No, exactly. That's why I didn't mind saying it to Lee while you were sitting right there, because you weren't talking to me anyway. No. So it wasn't like,
so
you was,
off you.
Wasn't like I was going to get in more trouble.
Why did you come to watch the footy with him if you're not going to talk to
I
him?
I don't know.
I think it's a great move, because you can actually, like, he's going to like go and enjoy and stuff. You know what? I'm going to sit right next to you so you don't
and
enjoy
ruin it.
Yeah, I love it. I'm all for
so
it.
So you understand.
Yeah.
Someone here, Weeds, and I don't expect you to go into too much detail. I think you've disclosed enough. But someone did write on YouTube, don't think this is what Eloise meant when she said you better put a ring on it.
Correct. Any other piece of jewelry but that one.
Well, there's other piercings out there, Wiz.
Okay. That's true. No. Okay. I take it back.
Okay. Happy to have a crack at the ladder jack, if that's up your alley.
No. Yeah.
And the other one I got was, how is the segs, by the way? And it's spelt SEGGS, which is a new thing, I think, isn't it?
Because yeah. It's,
is that like a gen?
Yeah, it's all the Gen Z is doing that.
Yeah, so what, is that wishful thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. Non-existent. That's my question. My answer to that question.
Well, also you were ruled out like medically, weren't you? You were medically retired from sex for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think at least 2 weeks. Yeah.
Which is...
And then you were Eloise retired for a week after that.
To the 17th of May.
Oh, well. That would be a welcome home party.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you joking? Is there something wrong with you?
I think so.
Is your sister-in-law you
for a party? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sister-in-law.
Not yet.
Yeah, at this rate, not going to be.
When can it come out, and will he be any chance of keeping it, Wiz?
No, to the second question, and it comes out the 17th of May.
Perfect. No, that's really good.
In my diary.
Right, yeah, that's another episode of the Week of the Chocolates podcast complete. And Skin, can you tell us, did Eloise get her wishes there? Was she able to get it racked off?
Yep, it did get racked off a little bit. I think it was a few days after the 17th eventually, because it wasn't going to get the use on the 17th, so too late. But
he was in the doghouse.
Yeah, it was a nice argument that day, but that's all right.
Not about the piercing. but you obviously kept it. You're not an idiot. And certainly when we get ourselves into a studio, it'll be in the background frame somewhere, won't it?
Yeah, exactly.
We could maybe try and get it. We could try and get it enlarged to look like one of those ones we saw on the wall at the end. Has to be a souvenir. Or you could get it made into like a necklace, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I'd want to wear that around, that's for sure.
Surely a giveaway. I'll be entering.
Not the worst idea. Rightio. Well, we'd love you to get in touch with us. And Skin, there's a few ways that people can do that. Also, if you head to the link in our bio in all of our social media channels, you see discount codes currently to LSKD and Better Beer merch. I think 15% off both of those things. So help us help you.
Yep. And the other way you can help us is by helping out with the show, by going to our contact page on the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can leave a voice
on the chalk line.
On the chalk line, yep, nice. Which Lethal has named now, so that's nice. Or if it's your preference, just write in an email there as well.
Yeah, or you can jump on, please do actually, give us a rating and review, and go onto YouTube and leave a comment. Goaty will be responding to every single one of those.
It's a blatant lie.
Not true.
Nothing new for me.
Yep, okay, yep, he'll get to those. Now, obviously, the other thing is that the Prince Albert shirt, the Lucky 27 shirts, in conjunction with Better Beer, they made it possible for us to have these printed, and they will be on sale in, well, 2 days from the release of this episode. So make sure you get across to our website, which Skin's already given you, and have a crack at those. Grab one, I reckon. So, yeah, it's a lovely memorabilia item. I mean, if you can't get the necklace, if you miss out on that in the auction, then the shirt's the next best thing. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. Thank you so much for your support. There's a normal, not normal, but a regular weekly podcast episode this Thursday as well. Keep an ear out for that. We love having your support so much. We'll speak to you again next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Tom.
Love you.
Love you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.